It's not about politics, it's just business. That's the message from the Chinese government when it comes to a Chinese company's bid to buy the U.S. oil firm Unocal. More than 40 U.S. members of Congress have written to President Bush urging a full government review of that proposal. As NPR's Rob Gifford reports from Beijing, some people there see the dispute as a U.S. effort to thwart China's rise.
Question: how does an economy growing at nearly 10% a year find the energy resources to keep growing? Answer: either invade some oil-producing countries or buy up some oil-producing companies. China, having watched neighbor Japan try the former route in the 1930s, has chosen the latter way and has already spread its net wide around the world to secure rights to proven reserves. The China National Offshore Oil Company, or CNOOC's, bid for Unocal is just one of several Chinese attempts to acquire U.S. companies in recent months, but the only one that touches on the sensitive issue of energy. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Liu Jianchao was at pains to portray the offer as a simple business transaction.
Healthy business interests help both China and the United States. CNOOC's offering to buy Unocal is a normal business activity, and it shouldn't be affected by any political interference.
But a subject as strategic as energy was inevitably going to raise concerns in Washington. CNOOC, it appears, was prepared and has mobilized an array of media strategy, lobbying and law firms in the U.S. Capitol, all trying to keep the focus on the economics and not the politics. David Zweig, a China expert at the Hong Kong University of Science and Technology, says the reason for the Chinese bid is twofold, strategic and commercial.
Both the firms and the Chinese government are seriously concerned that they must ensure a steady supply of energy for the Chinese economy. China has a real desire to establish world-class, world-size companies, and to do that, they have called on their state-owned industries to step out and buy foreign companies.
Western diplomats in Beijing say there is a broader security aspect to it as well. Chinese imports of oil and natural gas have grown exponentially in the last decade as the Chinese economy has boomed. But lacking a blue water navy to patrol sea lanes through which those supplies pass, and also lacking major oil reserves at home or abroad, diplomats say Beijing feels itself vulnerable in the event of any dispute with the United States, for instance over Taiwan. On the economic side, there's also the hint of a change of policy in what China does with its massive pile of foreign reserves, a possible shift from simply buying U.S. government bonds to wanting more power of ownership in what it buys. The Chinese media, as so often, have dismissed the voices in Washington that suggest a China threat to the U.S., commercial or otherwise. Office workers heading home this evening in central Beijing also accused the U.S. of hypocrisy. One woman voicing what she said many other people here feel.
Americans go to Afghanistan war and Iraqi war. Of course, they want to liberate people there, but the fact is that they control the gas there. So if Americans can go for war for energy, why they make it a big fuss of this China company purchasing the American gas company? It's just a normal business transaction.
China's moves to diversify its sources of energy continue this month. President Hu Jintao will travel to Russia to try to persuade Moscow to build an oil pipeline from Siberia to northeastern China. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing. Thank you.